This week on the podcast, Sam discusses a training technique called the box training method that helps build a dog's confidence and can address some behavioral and handling issues. Therapy dogs need to be confident to safely do their job, and this method will be really useful for all of our current and past participants. Pat Stewart offers a free online course for this method via his website, Serious Dog Business. You can access his website via the link in the description below. This is a very visual podcast. There's a lot of screen sharing and a practical demonstration going on, and it's best to watch this on the Therapy Dogs Australia YouTube channel. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Therapy Dogs Australia podcast. I'm Max, the social media manager for Therapy Dogs Australia, and with me, as always, is Sam King, the owner of Therapy Dogs Australia. How are you, Sam?
Very good, Maxine. I forgot to plug in my microphone, but it's plugged in now, so...
Hopefully that was a nice smooth mo.
Just see me pulling it down.
I just slowed my voice down for a moment.
How many podcasts have we done? Do you know?
I actually know the number. I should probably look, but we've done a fair few.
I wonder if we should number them. We're doing season one, episode one, episode two. So they're numbered in that way. But yeah, we should count them. Anyway. Okay, so I've got something for you today.
All right.
So you need to open a browser on your internet browser.
Got it right here.
Everyone, this is what you're gonna be doing.
Do you want me to do it too?
No, you're doing it. Yeah, you're just doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See if I can give instructions for you to follow. We can't do it on my browser because I've got to log in.
Okay.
For this website.
So I've opened the browser.
Okay. Share screen so we can all see it. So take your, make sure there's nothing personal that's going to.
Actually, let me just check that.
So I said a new browser. Sometimes I share my screen for like courses and stuff, and like you can see all my tabs, and I'm like, people will probably look at my tabs. Awesome. Thinking, what does this chick do all day? Okay. So. We're going to go to, let's search Serious Dog Business.
Serious Dog Business.
Yep. Yep. First one there.
Yep.
All right. We're on. Okay. We're on Pat Stewart's website, Serious Dog Business. So you've all heard me crapping on about dog camp and blah, blah, blah. It's Pat's dog camps that I do for anyone that's interested. And I spend a lot of time with Pat. He's my dog training mentor. So I do one-on-one sessions and whatever. Anyway.
Raving reviews all the time. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. So Pat's a co-host of the Canine Paradigm with Glenn Cook. So they've had us on the Canine Paradigm a couple of times, which we're very, very thankful for. Talking about therapy dog stuff, which is really cool because these are bite dog guys. Like these are working dog bite dog guys. And they're just dog guys. But that's kind of their niche.
They help a lot of people. I mean, they help regular dog owners too, don't they? They offer that as a
Their main thing, Pat's main thing is working Malinois sport type dog stuff. But he's been helping me with my livestock guardian dog. Now click on courses, I think. Oh yeah, that overview is free. Everybody should go and watch the overview. Click on that. Yes. Okay.
Should I sign up?
Yeah. Do the media. Yeah.
Whoops.
This is why we had to do it on yours. I knew this was going to, so we went to Serious Dog Business website. You need to go to courses, go to the overview. I think the overview is about an hour long. It's fantastic. Okay.
So it also just appeared in my junk. So just be mindful.
Okay.
Of that, everybody.
So the overview is free. Definitely worth a watch, guys. And then if you like it, you can sign up for the Wavetops, which is fantastic. But the new course is coming as well. The new course, it's the big deep dive one. It's going to be expensive. So, but the Wave Tops is fantastic.
Hi everyone, Max here. So I'm just interrupting this spot on the podcast because currently I'm editing the podcast that you'd be watching right now. And Sam and I spent about 10 to 15 minutes trying to figure out how to log into Pat's free content for you. I've chopped most of it out, so it might not be obvious that that was happening, but it was happening. Sam reached out to Pat and he did explain that there was an even easier way to sign into his free community and content. So I'm just going to show you. So like before, seriousdogbusiness.com. Here we are on the homepage, Pat's homepage. And all you have to do is scroll down and it says join the SDB community now for free. You add your first name, your email, sign up now. You'll get an email just to confirm. You click the link and then you'll get another email that will give you login details for the community. Just make sure you also check your junk email folder because that's where my one popped up for some reason. Anyway, let's get back to it.
Okay, so here we go. This is after logging in.
Now go the free stuff. All right. So what we are going, so there's free stuff in there, okay? So that is great. All right.
Exciting.
It's worth looking at this stuff, okay? All you've got to do is give Pat your email address. I don't know what he uses it for, marketing most likely. But then you get access to this, right? Okay, we're going to look at the box.
Box, okay.
Okay, can you just see? So that's the intro video. Okay, let's listen to Pat's intro about this, see what he says.
Just tell me that you can hear it first because you might not.
I do a podcast with my friend Glenn Cook. It's called The Canine Paradigm. We started all the way back in 2017. Now, all the way back then, episode 4 was The Mysteries of the Box. I learned about the box in, I think it was 2016 from my mentor, Bart Bellin, and I'd put my own spin and my own sort of understanding to it, and I was having a heap of success, and it occurred to me that this absolutely was something that I could easily teach to people all around the world via that podcast and hopefully have a huge impact on many, many dogs. And absolutely, that's been the case. But for sure, now in the back end of 2024, I'm way better at understanding how to use the box and how to teach the box. Now, you'll find all over the internet these days heaps of information about box feeding, how to do it, the value that comes from it, and I recommend that you take in as much of that as possible. This to me, this section, this video below, and the practical demonstrations is kind of my final say on the box for a little while. It's totally free. It's here for you to watch. You can pass on, share it to anybody, invite people into this community. This technique, you know what? I won't carry on about it anymore. You can watch it for yourself.
Ooh,
You excited?
I'm so excited because you were just talking about this,
When was I talking about it? Was who was who are we
You
talking to?
mentioned the box feeding it just in our
Involving
last
Tim.
podcast with Panos. I'm so sure.
Oh,
Did you hear?
yeah, I would have.
Yes. So
Well, we just got back
I'm
from I just got
excited.
back from boot camp, like right when we recorded that. So I'm all hopped up on bloody dog training. I can't remember what the story was. So basically what today we're talking about is one of the most simple possible ways with minimal effort to create a super confident dog, which is what we all need in our therapy dogs. Now, we went back to the box here. My dogs are confident, right? Cool. Like my dogs are confident. My partner's dog.
Penny's got a bit to go.
Penny. So, when I got Kiki Mora, the livestock guardian dog, she got, well, I did box with the box with her. I haven't stuck with it with my dogs because I haven't really needed it.
Yes,
But I did make sure that they could do it. Now, what the box is all about, I'm going to give you a quick demo as well. But basically, so the box start to finish, I think it's about 1 hour and 45 minutes, this Pat's video. Okay, so you've got the intro there, and then the next video is the whole story about the box from start to finish, from the
Wow.
professional, okay? If you don't take the time, everybody, to watch this, you're or just listen to it while you're driving or whatever, while you're, you know, vacuuming or whatever, you're missing out, okay? Because it's one of the most simple things that you can do to increase your dog's confidence. Now, we have had a story. I can't remember if I've already talked about this on the podcast, but did I tell everybody that I took my partner's dog, Penny, to Bunnings?
No.
I took her to Bunnings. So he's done. We got this dog.
Was this recently?
It was like maybe a month ago or something.
Right.
Got okay. the dog. Secondhand. It landed here. Weren't sure if we're going to keep it or just find it a home or whatever. Anyway, I was like, this would be fun for my partner to have his own dog so he could have something to love.
Yeah.
Apart from me, obviously. Something that will love him back as well as me. No, we know what it's like, guys, when you've got a pet dog, it's very special. So
yeah,
my dog's obviously, you know, like he's, you know, has a relationship with my dogs, but it's different because they're my dogs. When we got our guard dog, same thing, like, yep, like has a relationship with the guard dog, but I spend like 2 hours every day working with her. So obviously,
you're her human.
I'm her human, absolutely. Yeah. And I've taught her everything and, you know, her routines around me and blah, blah, blah. So he's got his own dog. Anyway, was taking it to work with him every day. All good, besties, change jobs. She can't go to work. So she's kind of been, you know, left. And, you know, I've been encouraging, like, well, you do something with your dog. He's like, don't know what to do or whatever, something. That's what I was saying. Oh, I was talking about this in the Nooches Pooches podcast. So, which is why that book is, oh my God. So he just left, for work. He's working away for like 3 weeks or something. Packs the book.
Oh, I love that.
So
I just
sweet.
Got my copy.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. So anyway, I'm like, someone's got to do something with this dog. And I've been leaving it because it's their relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like once
yeah,
I start
exactly.
training her, she'll become my dog. So, and we don't want that. So anyway, I was like, I better just take her out. She hasn't been off the property in a while. Better just take her out. Took her to Bunnings. Lord help me. This thing's barking at every dog. And I was like, shut
oh,
up.
No.
I wouldn't go as far as saying reactivity, but she was certainly like
early.
Every dog, she was like barking and growling and carrying on like an idiot. And I was like, no, buddy. While I was literally just, I was actually just trying to buy things at Bunnings. I was like,
oh,
shut up.
You actually
like,
had things to do.
Come here. Anyway, so I was like, bloody hell. And then I had to go to the produce. So I was like, I was going to leave her in the car. I was like, nah, I'll let her out. And I let her out of the produce and she saw these owl statues that had these, they were like made of tin and they had these big stupid eyes on them. And she flipped out. Like she was like terrified. And then I was even more like, God, about the dog. Cause I was like, not only did you just try and pick a fight with every dog at Bunnings acting like you were so cool, but now you're scared of these statue owls. And I had to spend an extra 10 minutes at the produce like desensitizing her to the flipping owls. I was like, Penny, bloody hell. Anyway, but I had no idea. So both of those things come from nervousness, right? Both of those things come from being insecure. And so I took great pleasure in telling my partner when he got home that your dog is a sook and it's your fault. So... of course, he would never believe that because she's a, you know, little tough looking little thing and she gets around here pretty happy and that sort of thing. So I knew that he would be like, as if, like she's a little bully, like as if. And I was like, okay, well, I have some, because I had obviously now I had some things for him to work on because I needed him to do a few things so that I could deal with this emerging reactivity.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have to prepare for that at home and that sort of stuff. So I gave him some activities to do about that and some podcasts to listen to and stuff. And then I was like, I'm going to have to make a point of this. So I get out the box. We bring out the box and I'm like explaining. So basically you throw your food in the box. She's got to put her head in the box and it's a confidence building thing. She wouldn't put her head in the box. Would not put her head in the box. And he's like, she can't do it because the box is too big. And I'm like, yes, she can. Yes, she can.
It's too big.
Yes, she's it's cutting off her airway. I was like, no, it's not. Both of you. Ridiculous. Running a circus around this place. Tell you what. So anyway, I was like, as if, mate. All right. So then you do, you know, you've got to scaffold it and you turn the box on the side and he's full of excuses, like why this. And I was like, is that so? So I put her away, pulled Nala out. Okay, have a go with Nala now. Bam, straight in the box. She's throwing the box around. Like she's like, I'll do any, like, oh, sliding it around on the concrete. That's the stuff. But we know that she's a little bit of a go-getter, a little Nalsy. We call her Naughty Nala. She's a little bit of a lunatic. So that's cool. Like, that checks out. She's the same size as Penny, and she could easily, like, they put their front feet in the box. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it's not the size of the box. So then I'm like, oh, okay, let's get Oliver out as well. So swap dogs again, and we get Oliver out, who's my border collie, who's turning 10 this year. And he's a softer dog, right? So he's a much more gentle, softer dog, but he's certainly got a backbone to him. But he's straight. I don't think he'd ever done the box before.
Really? So that was his first time.
Yeah, I had learned about the box after when he was already, what, like,
yeah,
7 or 8, or you know what I mean? Like he didn't need it. Nala had done it before at last year's boot camp.
So that was her first time, was only last year.
Yeah, but I didn't continue with it because I was like, oh, yeah,
she's pretty good.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You could continue with it anyway, but we didn't need to, but I was just probably just lazy. But anyway, Oliver, straight in the box. Okay, let's put him away. Let's get Kiki out, the guard dog. I did the box with her a bit when she was little, couple of sessions when she was little. She found it really easy. Yeah, straight in the box. So because we had 4 dogs and this little thing is the only one that won't put her head in the box, despite never having an aversive experience, you know, she's never had a bad experience. She's just like cautious. That was the thing that showed him that her nerve is weak.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what that is that she's like feels, because it's scary to put your head in the box because you can't see anything. So that little demonstration was enough for him to be like, oh, oh. And I was like, okay. Yeah, we need to build this dog. Like we need to keep on it and really build this dog, because a weak nerve dog, especially a weak nerve Staffy, is not going to be that much fun for us to have in our life for the next 14 years or however long she lives.
How old is Penny?
We think she must be about 10-ish months, 9 or 10 months.
So she's, like, yeah, that. She's very, she's still really young. Yeah, yeah.
She's adolescent. She's still developing. Yeah. So anyway, the point of that story is that this exercise, even though it might seem like, what is this? In that circumstance, that was really helpful for me to be able to display, demonstrate, like, we'll see how she can't do it though. Like she's can't do it. Now it doesn't take, she can do it now. I'll show you. But it doesn't take long. You've got to scaffold it. So you've got to, you know, we tilt the box on the side and things like that and use a high value food and all those kinds of things to make it easier for the dog. But basically what's happening is that you're teaching the dog to be very brave because they've got to put their head in this box where they can't see anything and you're throwing food in there. Now, how this develops is, so we will need to do this to cut her toenails because she hates having her toenails clipped. Like she hates it, like full panic.
How does she react?
She tries to bite.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She gets to that point where she's like, I am thinking,
I'm not having this,
very seriously about biting you.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's scale this back a bit so that we don't get to that point.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, she's very seriously like, don't.
Yeah.
You can touch her feet all you want. But if you try to clip her nails, she's like, how dare you cut off my entire foot? That
yeah. Yeah.
A horrible thing for me.
You're mutilating me. Yeah.
How dare you? This is going to obviously be the most painful thing that's ever happened to anyone ever. Yeah. So anyway, we're on a little bit of a hiatus from that at the moment, because what will happen is we will get her so committed to keeping her head in the box, we'll be able to trim her nails while her head's in the box.
Mm.
So that's what this is all about. So you start out, you're putting your food, you start out nice and easy, throwing food in the box. And then what happens is you start handling the dog while their head's in the box. So you start patting them, patting up and down their legs. You can prepare dogs for getting vaccinated. You guys, like what Pat was just alluding to, is that you can look this up on Google, YouTube, and look at box feeding. If you type in box feeding, you'll see all sorts of people doing all sorts of activities on their dogs with their head in the box. And what is happening is the dog is so targeted. They're like, I just need to keep my head in the box. This is where the reinforcement comes from. All these challenges that are happening outside the box, they're so much easier for the dog to handle because they're so focused. You've taught them, you keep your head in the box, keep your head in the box. So some people call it a dopamine box, but that's not actually how it's all happening. But that could be one way for people to understand it, basically, is like they're so hopped up on waiting for that next reward in the box that they don't care about anything else, but it's like more of a challenge box. So I won't go into too much detail of explaining the box and, you know, how it works, that sort of stuff, because Pat's got his whole video on it and is an absolute expert. But what I am going to do is I'm going to get Penny out and I'm just going to give you guys a visual to look at before you have to go through all those steps that we just showed you of getting the box happening. So I'm going to go and get Penny. Do you want to pause for a second, Max?
Me. Oh, she is so excited.
So she's looking at.
Oh, so it's a plastic box.
I think a plastic box from Bunnings. You can make
I was picturing a cardboard box.
So I'm wearing the food.
Yeah.
Looking at the box.
Oh, she's so excited.
So Pat will talk about this, but yep, this is just a plastic cube thing from Bunnings. My article that we put in there to say that the restaurant's open, we are just using a go card because that's what we had in the drawer when we started doing this. So that goes in the box. She's going to target.
Sorry, can you explain that?
It lets the dog know that the restaurant's open, so there's an opportunity to be reinforced from the box. If that's not in there, then the box is not a thing. But people use it to teach dogs to target onto articles,
okay.
Scent detection and stuff like that as well. But it's
good practice. You use the same thing every time?
Yeah. Well, I do. I don't know what the I'm no box expert, but there's probably caveats to that. So I'm going to put it down and I'm going to say her word that means that she's allowed to start being reinforced from the box. And then I'll be able to talk to you a bit more. Okay. What is it again? Hang on. Let's train.
Oh, look at her go.
Okay, so you're going to hopefully be able to hear the food that's hitting the box.
Oh, we can't really.
Okay, you can see my hand.
Yeah, we can see.
Throw it in there.
Oh, yes, look at her waiting.
See how she can.
Don't say anything. She's listening for it.
She knows to keep her head in the box.
Look at you go, Penny.
We'll make sure you get it in there before she pulls her head out. You can jackpot in the box as well. When you first start, you'll be like this.
Yeah, constant.
Yeah, constant. And then you gradually start to get that duration. Once you've got a little bit of duration as well, you can also start to handle them. And initially that'll bring their head out of the box.
Does it matter that her front legs are in the box?
Like, that's fine.
If you're doing nail clipping and things, like, how do you make that natural for her?
Yeah, we'll have to address that for our nail clipping. But we're a long way off that nail clipping. Yeah. We need her. So people can get their dogs to hold their heads in the box for like 5 minutes between food.
Wow.
So people with their like really big strong dogs, so like Kiki, if we were gonna, so she's brought her head out, just ignore that, wait for her to put her head back in. Vaccinations. So if Kiki decided that she didn't like the vet, our guard dog, we could teach her to hold her head in the box and be vaccinated by the vet.
So you'd bring the box with you and everything, and Dougie would benefit from that.
Yeah. We have a farm vet, so we can do that stuff at home. I'm waiting for her to put her head back in. Got food all over her. But yeah, that's how they vaccinate. So ask the dog to keep their head in the box. Commit, 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 commit. Food. Make sense?
Yes.
So how is this relevant for our therapy dogs? Well, we can get them very used to all of our touching. You can get them used to collar pressure. So you'll start to ask the dog to fight that pressure. Only do that on your flat collars, to stay in the box. So she came out. I'm going to wait for her to go back in. Good girl. So you can build up her desensitization to collar grabbing, things like that.
I suppose, like you said, with like touch sensitivity, this works really well if you've got a therapy dog that's particularly weird about one area as well, like needs extra.
And so even if you don't have that, this prevents that. So if you've got a puppy, young dog, you don't have to have an issue to solve to get a benefit from the box. It's better to do the box in prevention.
Yeah.
Issue.
And it's fun for them.
She loves it. She absolutely loves it.
Yeah, there's so much focus for her right now. It's so cute.
You're supposed to have your treats, like Pat will talk you guys all through this, but you're supposed to have your treats constantly loaded so that you don't run out. So you should be like delivering with your right hand and reloading with your left hand. Just being a bit slack because she's holding her head in there.
How often are you doing this with Penny?
Well, I gave...
Or Garth, how often?
I gave him this activity to do, and then I went to dog camp. So they practice this act every day.
Aw.
Which has been great too, because it gave them something to do that's really quite straightforward. But I think being able to see the results as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's quite a fast turnover.
Yeah. But I've given them some other activities that they're working on as well. So it's getting mixed up between other activities. And now that he's started like properly spending time training her, she's obsessed with it. Like, she loves it. But now we have a new problem, which is if he doesn't do it, she's all like a nightmare. Now she's like, I want to do my training.
Obsessed with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of the treats, so I suppose it just depends on what the dog likes, but.
You can do it with the lower value. You can do it with kibble.
Yeah.
Or this is prime roll cut up. So what?
Like, you could do it with their meals if that's enough for them. But yeah.
This is too much food for her to have as well as her meals. So we've been doing it as replaced. Now her training cue is her clicker. Food outside the box, take it away. All done. Good girl.
Oh, good girl, Penny.
Yeah. So the reason I wanted to put that little demo in there is because hopefully it motivates people to actually go and give
Yeah, it's very helpful. It's helpful to be able to see it.
Yeah, and so that's just like a little, like I'm no box expert, like I haven't really done it. So
You can really see how much she's enjoying the whole process too, which is nice. Like it's very straightforward.
she loves it. It's easy. It doesn't take much effort. It doesn't take much time. So that was 200 grams of prime roll. And that's like a meal size for her, just under a meal size for her. So in the mornings we can just separate her and I'll feed the other dogs. She's trying to get into the box. And then she gets her meal that way. So, and our dogs get fed twice a day. So you can do all of your meals from the box. Like everything can be from the box. If you're feeding kibble, especially, like, and you can throw little handfuls of kibble in. The time to throw, when you first start, the time to throw the food in is like as soon as they've had the first one. When they pull their head out, just ignore that. Just wait, and they'll eventually put their head back in. One thing that had gone a bit pear-shaped while I was away is that she was pulling her head out. She was pulling her head out. This is when Garth was delivering the next treat. She had developed this idea, superstition that that's what he wanted her to do. So she was like, and as soon as I got home and like watched them and was like, just change your timing just a little bit here, magic. Like now. And so she made like progress, huge progress, because she wasn't scared to put her head in there anymore. So then she made progress really quickly. And so, oh, everyone's been. Why did you do that? Little antic. Come here.
She's ready for playtime.
Mr. Play. Here she is. Say hello.
She's so cute. Hi, Penny. I feel like this is our first real introduction.
First little hello to Penny. I've got lots of Penny
Gosh,
stories.
she really is, she really is quite big.
She's big now, yeah.
Yeah.
She's this
Big
big.
girl. Big girl.
She's a very typical stallion. She made heaps of progress really quickly after that because she wasn't scared to put her head in the box anymore. It's just the timing of the reward delivery. So it can take a little bit to get it right. I did my tutorial with Pat, with Nala, when I took her to camp and have seen it now done like a lot of times. So yeah, it's very, it's, what are you doing?
So in terms of what you were saying before with, Penny feeling quite nervous at Bunnings with you, this activity is something that can help build that like resilience to,
It builds your over it b builds your overall dog. So it's like it's a general thing that will overall build the confidence of the dog.
Is it also because it's, I mean, this is just me just guessing, but is it also because it's teaching them to sort of focus quite strongly on one thing? Like she's focused quite heavily on the food. So that could also translate to busy environments where she can have that same focus
Yeah,
or not.
I think it develops work ethic. Like I think it develops like a real just rolling around.
Yeah, she's just having a good time.
Develops a real focus and work ethic, like you said. So yeah, I think so. But again, watch the Pat video.
Yes.
Full rundown. It is episode 4 on the Canine Paradigm as well, but like Pat saying in the other video, like this is the up-to-date version. That's on his website. So go and have a look. You're crazy, especially if you've got a young dog. You're crazy if you're not doing it. You'll see benefits all through the dog. It's a preventative thing as much as it's a curing thing. So it's something that you can do that for every dog. Like every dog can do it and benefit from it. And it's yeah, even if you don't think you've got an issue to solve, like it can be really useful. You don't have to get fully committed into it, but certainly if you've got any dogs that have got any issues with confidence and insecurity and things like that, then you should definitely be box feeding.
Yeah, I know Dougie's going to love it because, for those also listening to the podcast for a while, he's obviously had some eating issues and tummy stuff. And so sometimes he, if he's not feeling well, he's particularly fussy, and he's loved, occasionally he just won't eat out of the bowl, but he loves it when I'll chuck individual bits of Prime 100. So he's doing what you're doing outside of the box. And I'm thinking, I think he's going to love that, like, yeah, activity. I'm yeah. Well, yeah. Cause it's kind of one step before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't, you know, didn't think of, yeah. Anyway, learn something new.
Yeah, well, I got that little cube thing from Bunnings for like $8. So you can start with that. There's different size ones. If you've got a little dog, you need to use a little one, obviously, that they can reach into. One that's a little bit smaller might be more useful for us, but you can see Penny obviously can fit into that one. Our biggest hurdle was getting her head in the box, and now we'll be working on her keeping it in there for longer so we can, like, really increase that handling. So we're going to be, you know, like picking up her feet and stuff like that. But the first thing I wanted to do was like get her really committed to, like, I'm putting my head in this box, like, and I'm keeping it in there. And it's fun. It's fun to see like how they go with that. Like, it's fun to be like, whoa, like, you know, like I've never pulled on her collar before while she's in the box. So I'm really surprised that she was
that. She did well, didn't she?
Committed enough. Yeah. To go like, no, I don't care. I'm committed to the box. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's cute too.
But yeah, I know I'm saying I haven't done it with my other dogs. I haven't stuck with it, but you know, you should. So if you don't have a million dogs and a million things that you're trying to keep on top of, you know, even if you've got a little Nala at home, it's still useful to do the box feeding. Don't have to if you don't have time, neither do I. But yeah, definitely for all of our emerging teams that are developing dogs, definitely be box feeding. And yeah, you're just going to work on all that rough handling, all that sort of stuff, that just preparing them for the role of being a therapy dog, so that they're far more resilient to handling than what they would be if you didn't do the box.
Yeah, and I love that it's just for any age, like any dog benefits.
But yeah, so what's it called? Serious Dog Business. You can just Google that, the Serious Dog Business website. You had to go to courses and register for the overview.
Yeah, the free one.
The overview. And then it took your email, and then it sent you an email to confirm your email, and then it sent you the login.
And check your junk mail, because that email went to my junk mail.
Check your junk mail.
For some reason. So.
And then once you've logged in, you'll go to the free stuff and then go to the box.
Yeah, video. Hover over free stuff and then click box. We got there. All right. Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're interested in studying with Therapy Dogs Australia, or you have a few more questions before deciding, please get in touch with us by emailing courses@therapydog.com.au or visiting our website at www.therapydog.com.au for more information and FAQs.